Well, now, experts from UNESCO's World Heritage Committee meeting in New Zealand last week suggested Prague should reconsider the planned construction of several new skyscrapers in the district of Pankrác. The committee said plans should respect the skyline of Prague's historic centre, which was one of the main reasons why Prague was included on UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites. Ruth Franková has the story.
With its thousands of square meters of potential building ground, Pankrác Plain has always attracted builders and investors. During the socialist era, it was to become an administrative and leisure center for people from the nearby housing estates. But in the end, three individually standing skyscrapers is all that has been left from those times. The buildings were nicknamed Vykotlané zuby, hollow teeth, which they resemble when you look at the skyline from Prague Castle. One of those buildings is the shell of what was to become the main centre of the former Czechoslovak radio. Its construction started in 1976, but the building has never been finished. At 109 metres, it remains the highest building in the Czech Republic. In recent years, skyscrapers have become a hot issue again. An investor presented a radical plan to develop Pankrác Plain. This includes completion of the abandoned radio centre and building, among other things, the two skyscrapers which prompted the present dispute with UNESCO. Investors argue that with three high-rise buildings already standing on the horizon, it doesn't really matter if they are joined by a few more. But many conservationists and a number of civic associations disagree. Martin Skalský is the chairman of the Center for Citizen Support of the Arnica Environmental NGO.
We follow the case since we were established. It's about 6 years ago, and from our point of view, it's kind of model case of Prague because the construction on Pankrác Plain violates the urban plan of Prague, and it causes environmental problems in the city and also impacts the citizen in the area of Prague for. So we are trying to solve it because there's a lot of similar cases like this, so we would like to show kind of broader problems of the city.
With a popular and cheap marketplace already razed to the ground to be replaced with a modern shopping centre with thousands of parking places and dozens of administrative buildings cropping up in the surrounding area, the historical skyline may not be the main concern of the people who live in Pankrác. Vít Janoušek, vice chairman of the Občanská iniciativa Pankrác Civic Association, believes that offices are not what people from the neighbourhood really need.
We've seen that our inhabitants need civil services and small shops, and that they need not the high-rise building with only offices, because these offices can only bring the high volume of transport, and we think that this high volume of transport will have the same impact to air pollution situation and high acoustic level.
If the investors go ahead with their plan, Prague risks being included on UNESCO's World Heritage in Danger list or being deleted from the list of World Heritage Sites. Vienna faced a similar problem in 2004 when it planned a construction of skyscrapers near the city's main railway station. Its inscription on the World Heritage Site was held up, and it was renewed only after changes to the building plan were made. With the latest news from New Zealand, civil activists like Martin Skalský finally have a reason to believe that their appeal to UNESCO may bear some fruit after all.
In the last 5 years or 6 years, we had negotiations with all the governmental authorities and the city of Prague and Ministry of Culture, and none of them was interested to solve the problem and to really do something in this case. So we believe that the UNESCO is the last authority we could address with this problem, and so far it looks that it's most likely that they will issue some statement that will criticize the project, and we hope that it will really stop it, but so far it's not very clear.
Whatever the final word from UNESCO will be, one thing is clear. It will definitely take a few more years before the people from Pankrác will live to see some silence. With prices of reality steadily rising, it is unlikely that investors will miss a chance to make the best of the vast building grounds just within eyeshot from the historical centre of Prague.